reminder and an admonition to get tough on people who don't report. As you may know, or your listeners may know, there are no enforcement mechanisms in the laws to use if people don't report. So this presidential memorandum directs agency heads to take whatever action is available to them to ensure that people who aren't reporting get the message that they have to, and if need be, take some actions up until including, stopping the flow of the money or taking the money back if it hasn't been spent.
And the last time we talked with you, you talked about how shame can be used as a great motivator. Does this sort of go along with that? Not only do they have the prospect of being on the list, but now there's a memo from the White House itself saying this must happen.
Yeah, I think we're ratcheting it up a little bit here. I think that, the shame thing or the embarrassment factor that we're using probably will drive, I hope, some of the folks that haven't been reporting to come in. And as you know, we're in the middle of a reporting period right now. We don't know yet, but we will shortly, whether some of those people decided that, okay, it's time for us to report now. So, and they'll come off the list if they do. And if they don't, then I'm presuming that the agencies will now start moving to take some action, particularly people who have never reported. And then ultimately, I think Congress has to decide it at some point as to whether they actually want to build some enforcement mechanisms. There's some talk up there about doing that.
And remind us of the agency role in this, because this is largely third parties that haven't reported, not agencies themselves, correct?
No. These are the recipients of the money that the agencies gave to. So the agencies are in closer contact with those recipients than we are. Speak to them literally a lot. So in those conversations that I hope they have now, they start to get tough.
That's really where the relationship starts, because these are grants, and mostly grants, right, come through agencies.
Grants, contracts, and loans, but mostly grants.
We've talked about numbers so far. How many people are we actually talking about here?
Well, there's a distinction to be made between awards that haven't been reported and recipients that haven't reported. For instance, one recipient might have five or six awards. So if you look at the awards alone, and you look, for instance, at our list of awards that haven't reported on either of the first two reporting periods, there's about 310 on that list, and that does not mean 310 recipients.
Right.
It could be less number of recipients.
Are there some agencies that have done a better job of this, of working with the recipients in order to get that reporting to come through better than others?
Sure.
And are there tools? Are there maybe some lessons learned? What have those agencies done?
That's a great point. And I think that that's one of the things we want to encourage, is for agencies that are having trouble, that they look to some of their peers and learn some of the good things that some of these other agencies are doing. Because, naturally it's all over the board. I mean, there's some that don't have any problems, there's some that have a lot of problems, and most people are somewhere in the middle. So there are some best practices out there.
Are there any particular tools? I mean, I imagine there's some that just have good relationships with their, and so it's just worked that way.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that there are some ways that agencies are actually doing this, maybe email newsletters or something to actually encourage people and remind them. Because, I mean, I have to guess that most people, this just falls off their plate. It's not like they're actively avoiding it.
Yeah, and it's not as if the agencies aren't trying very hard, too. We get sort of a listing of what they've done to try to see why these people aren't reporting, and sometimes we see, email twice, call three times, no response,
yeah.
Which basically means, in my mind, that the recipient is sort of blowing off everybody, and they've gotten their money, and they're not interested in reporting. On the other hand, it does tell me that they're using tools, every tool that they have, to email, to call, to try to use the mechanisms that have been in place. Some of these programs, especially the ones that are sort of getting an extra dose of money, the infrastructure is in place, and the people in the agencies know the people that they're giving the money to personally sometimes, and those conversations are a lot easier to have.
Yeah.
Than money that's going into a program that hasn't existed before.
You mentioned that there is discussions on Capitol Hill to maybe add some enforcement mm-hmm. mechanism. If we're going to make you king, if you could do anything and create some kind of mechanism, what might that be?
Well, it certainly might involve a civil fine, and as sort of a minimum threshold, we would ask that people who don't report be fined, and particularly in cases where the recovery money's already been spent. So, if the fine is big enough, the incentive I think to report would be pretty high.
Almost maybe a percentage of the money that you got, or something like that.
Yeah, there's a number of different ways. There's all kinds of statutes that have civil fines, of course, as a penalty, and some of them are written. They're all written a little bit differently, but I think a civil fine is sort of a minimum, and then you'd move into some sort of a criminal matter in more egregious cases where somebody simply, refuses to even communicate with us or, for instance, reports falsely. I mean, that's another possible crime.
Yeah. I want to ask you a slightly different side of this question, but basically all the agencies this week are putting out their open government plans. And in so many ways, you guys have been the poster child of openness and transparency. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this before.
Right.
As agencies are now really diving into this pool, what lessons have you guys learned about openness and transparency that might help them as they're really just wading in?
Well, the first thing I'd say is transparency is painful sometimes. It's easier. What I say normally is it's easier to talk about than it is to practice. Embarrassment is almost a natural extension of transparency. You really can't be transparent and open if you at the same time don't want to ever take the chance of being embarrassed. So agencies, as they move towards transparency, are going to have to accept the fact that on occasion, the things that, in the name of transparency, they're going to put things out that they're not totally comfortable with.
And probably the best case of that was the quote unquote incorrect congressional districts which was on recovery.
Yeah, that's embarrassing to a lot of people at a lot of different levels. It was embarrassing to us as a board to have, that is for somebody to come in and put a sort of a bogus or a made-up congressional district, and we not have any sort of technical ability to stop that. So we fix that the next time out. But I think quite frankly, people who just made up a district and just to put it in and go on to the next field should be embarrassed about that. I think that reporters, and to some level, certainly not the two of you, but some reporters, was that easy to find? Yeah, I think it was. And I think it was easy to find because we put it out there right under everybody's nose to see. And,
that's the idea of this is,
right.
Would you guys have had the manpower, the person power, the full-time FTEs to go and find those districts? Probably not. But because you are transparent, all of a sudden that is visible for everyone to see. And guess what? Now it's fixed.
Yeah, it's embarrassment drives self-correcting behavior. I mean, we fixed it. The recipients are being more careful in what they put in. I'm assuming that agencies are doing a better job at policing the data than they did before. So, it does have this very positive, it's painful, but it has a positive effect. Ultimately, what I think is that as we have these reporting quarters unfold, we're going to get better and better, and the data is going to get better.